Blog Talk Radio.
Time with Pastor Steph.
Rise and shine. You're on with this due time with Pastor Steph. How are you this morning? That's what I like to hear. That's what I like to hear. For this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. So, where were you all week? We started the week shaking the Monday morning blues with the Duke Time crew. And the relationship conversation, the wives are on one page and the husbands are on another. Yes, the men, they agree that women should have their own bathroom. Yes, there's a man and a woman who has an article where they disagree whether they should have separate bathrooms and a separate bedroom. And, you know, as we got to talking and the Due Time crew weighed in on this dilemma from this article, the men say absolutely that Tamika is the poster child as to why you want a separate bathroom. Yes, 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 yes. However, do you want separate bedrooms? And kind of like unanimous, no, no bedrooms. You know, once you start having a separate bedroom, then the relationship begins to separate. So, you know, as with the woman in this particular article, you know, the husband says for so many practical reasons, you know, it would make sense to have a separate bedroom. You know, he says, when you get into bed, you know, he's interrupting her sleep because he's always coming into bed after she is. He says he has such a bad snore because he has sleep apnea, and all night long she's waking him up so she can go back to sleep. And the mattress, oh, that perfect mattress you just can't seem to find. And this way, the husband and the wife would not have to worry about, you know, that separate feeling in the same bed, as well as, you know, there would be some other improvements. But he just can't seem to get his wife to agree. She is not convinced that they should have a separate bedroom, and the Due Time crew kind of feels the same way. So, you know, dilemmas, dilemmas, dilemmas. Even after 10 years of being married, he's thinking this way. And, you know, I'm sure that this is getting a lot of attention, you know, because, again, you know, people are thinking of the practical reasons as to why, you know, they should have separate bedrooms. And this seems to be the thing now. Yes, I've been reading recently more and more couples are getting separate bedrooms, not just separate bathrooms. What do you think? We got our switch tip on Monday with the Switch with Shanti. Switch tip number 180, rejuvenate yourself in God. Now, let's see. How else do you rejuvenate yourself? You surely can rejuvenate you. And look at what we're talking about here. We're talking about, you know, after 10 years of marriage, the thought is we need to get separate bedrooms. Well, maybe the rejuvenation with God, in God, through God, may help the marriage. Yeah, remember, two individuals make the marriage. So, you know, if everybody is taking themselves to the Lord and allowing God to do his perfect work, you know, would that help? We can't say it wouldn't, right? Right. Because, you know, when you rejuvenate yourself with God, there's a whole lot of things that get redone. And maybe some of your thinking is on that list. Some of the way you feel is on that list. You know, how have other people made it who have slept in the same bedroom for 40, 50 years? Now there are others that make it who live in two separate bedrooms, you know. But we're talking about using God as a key component to shape and shift who you are, which very well may make the difference in your marriage. I'm just saying. Now, you know, the key of rejuvenating yourself with God is to position yourself and make that happen and let God do the work that he needs to do. You know, we can't rejuvenate ourselves with God when we got the list. So in other words, you can't necessarily go and say, well, God fixed this, 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 and this, more than you should just lay yourself on the altar. Now, you may have some ideas as to how you, you know, want to be rejuvenated, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. However, you know, sometimes, you know, we love to think of ourselves more highly than we ought. And we think that there's no problem in certain areas, whereas there are some big problems in certain areas that you're not even thinking about. So just lay yourself on the altar. Let God rejuvenate all the areas that need to be rejuvenated, you know, and let him do his work and see how that works. Okay? Okay. That's how we spent our Monday. Well, there was no Let's Talk About It Tuesday, but there was a Wow Wednesday. And oh my, we did not have our girl Vivian, but we did have some real good wow topics for the morning. And how about that man who took the woman out on the date and told her, hey, you can have whatever it is you want. The sky is the limit. And she ordered that seafood boil. And when she got home, she met a nice, interesting text. Hey, we've been talking for a while, and I was wondering if I could get $376.54 to get my lights turned back on. Figured it wouldn't be an issue since I paid for your seafood boil. LOL. Well, the LOL would be on him, because how in the world did you sit at a table in a restaurant and tell me that the sky was the limit. I could order what I wanted, and you were sitting in the dark at home. Come on, man. Oh, my. Well, what about the other story with the man who is falling in love with his cousin? Oh, my goodness. Dilemmas. And he wrote into the TikTok family to find out what should he do. You know, he says that, you know, they're doing real well now, but if things continue on the path that they're on, oh, I know it will take a turn that everybody may not be ready for. Well, why are you writing in on something that you know is wrong? You know you ain't got no business with your cousin. All the women in the world, you choose your cousin. Like I said, dilemmas. You know, people just turn their life into a dilemma. They're just things that we automatically know we have no business doing. If it was okay for you to be with your cousin in the first place, would you even be writing in? Probably not. Oh, my goodness, my goodness. Well, the ladies had a nice conversation dispelling the myths that Christians need to kiss goodbye. Now, some people consider these myths. Some people consider these things, yeah, these ain't no myths. These are real. One myth, you have to know exactly how you feel before you go on a date. You know, whether you want to be married or not, whether you want to have kids. You know, listen, do you need to know those things on the first date, or do you need to know them by the fifth date? You know, do you dispel that myth? Well, there's another myth. In the church, for the Christians, marriage is the only purpose of dating. Now, some people say you need to date to court and court to marry, and child, everybody got their own thought about this one. So we talked about that quote-unquote myth. Well, you need to go back and listen to hear all the stuff that was put on the table. Yeah. Should those things be left off the table? Go back and listen. Give it some thought. Well, Therapeutic Thursday rolled around, and we got to talking about what's classy. Behaviors from a classy individual. Now, I'm going to be honest. After we went through this list, class had a whole new meaning, because I personally would not have put half this stuff on a list of classy, you know, such as grace under pressure. Is that really a classy thing? Do we really, you know, determine whether somebody's classy if, you know, there's grace under pressure? What about they master the art of conversation? Is that classy or not? Well, we went through several of these things, and it was interesting. It was interesting. You know, we can make a conversation out of anything here on It's Due Time with Pastor Steph. Trust me when I tell you. But what we did do is round up whether those were components of a Christian person. Now, that to me was a little more targeted than classy, because, you know, back in the day, we considered classy to be something completely different than a lot of the things that fell on this list. So, yeah, it was worth chatting. And, you know, surprisingly, right after, we ended up, you know, with a conversation here, you know, a live conversation afterwards, real life stuff, and we got an opportunity for God to reveal what class really looks like. And let me tell you something. A lot of times, responding to people, how you respond to people who act up, who cut up, especially people that don't know God and they just keep pushing your buttons, yeah, that will determine whether you're classy Christian or not. Yes, yes, yes. And that's exactly what happened. So, you know, I said God was preparing folk. You know, did that happen to you? Did something happen to you? You know, I always say God introduces things to us so we're ready when something comes down the pipeline. Yeah. You know, that's how God works. That's how God works. So, that's how we spent our week. Well, today is Freestyle Friday. Woo! And we get to do whatever it is we want to do. Well, talk to the men is what we do. Yes, we hear from the men today and only the men today. The ladies had their day on Wednesday, so now we get to hear the men talk and see what they think about some things, and they always send us in to a thought-provoking weekend. So let's see if they get it done again today. All right, all right. So I'm going to give you an opportunity to go grab that. Yeah, go ahead and say it. Because that healthy breakfast, oh, yeah. Oh, go take this opportunity to tell somebody that it's due time with Pastor Steph is on. And whatever you do, whatever you do, whatever you do, don't go anywhere. Why? Because we will be right back.
I remember the day I found out.
I just turned 50.
It came right out of the blue.
It changed my whole life.
I didn't even know what kidney disease was.
I have high blood pressure.
I have diabetes.
I'm Indo-Canadian. That's a risk factor.
If you find out early enough, there are things you can do to slow the disease.
Maybe even stop it.
It's too late for me.
I'm on dialysis
3 times a week. What about you?
Do you know your risk?
Welcome back to It's Due Time with Pastor Steph, and it is Freestyle Friday. Oh, we made it, y'all. We made it. It's the end of the week. Yay! Thank God it's Friday. Woo! I don't know about you, but I am grateful to God. Only He could have done it. Only He could have done it. Only He could have gotten us through this week. And we're still in our right frame of mind. Yeah. Oh, giving God thanks that I have shared this week with you. And what we going to do? What we going to do? Well, you know how we get our Fridays jump started. You know I need my family to help me out with some just random discussions. You know I try to get the celebrity thing going on, and I've enjoyed you all week, so you know how we do. We just have a nice little ball here on Fridays. So what came up overnight? Well, you know, we just got finished with the Super Bowl halftime last month, and Usher was the Super Bowl halftime entertainer. Now, I don't know about you. Despite the fact that I'm not a big Usher fan, he's all right. he's all right. He's all right. You know, I can tolerate you for what, all of what, 10 minutes? Plus, you know, he has had some hits over the years. I have to tell you, I don't know about the rest of y'all, but I really didn't enjoy the show. I'm sorry. The skating thing, that was just a little too much for me. The skates and the marching band and that said Usher. I don't know. It just didn't do anything for me. I actually liked Rihanna, even with her little baby bump and the fact that she couldn't skate and do all the things and they was up in the air half the time. And I just kind of liked that presentation better. And, you know, most people, you know, at least women, they're watching the Super Bowl for the halftime if they, you know, they're not really into it for the actual football game. Well, I am. I happen to be one who, you know, I am interested in the football game. So the whole game, the whole thing, the whole event is, you know, enjoyable for me. That's just bad stuff. So I came across an article, and it talks about who could headline the Super Bowl's halftime show for next year. And, you know, I'm trying to remember, you know, a few years ago I read how they select who does the halftime show. So over the years, you know, more recent years, so who have we seen? We've seen Rihanna. We've seen Shakira and J-Lo. We've seen Beyonce. We've seen, last year they had the whole Snoop and Dr. Dre and Mary J. and what's his name, 50 Cent. You know, so they had that big presentation. So I didn't look. I think I saw the first person. And I want you know how we do on Friday. Don't let me down. I need the stimulation to get through this morning. We're going to go through this list that they put out here, and you can give me thumbs up, thumbs down. Give me somebody else. I don't know. Just hit me back. Who's over here on this list? Well, number one, they say Chris Brown. Now, is everybody ready to see Chris? Because, you know, people are still holding it against him for what happened to Rihanna. So, you know, I guess everybody should be able to enjoy this show, you know. So I guess, you know, both sides of the fence enjoyed all these people we just got finished naming. Well, I don't know how many of the other side of the fence people enjoyed the Mary J. and Dr. Dre and Snoop doing the Crip Walk. I don't know how many of them, you know, enjoyed that. But they were up there. They headlined. So, Chris Brown, I don't know. You know, Chris Brown does put up a show. I don't know. Well, guess who else is on this list? Lil Wayne. Are people ready? Is the other side of the fence ready for Lil Wayne? Y'all got to talk back to me, because as far as I'm concerned, I don't know about Lil Wayne being up there. Do they really want to put Lil Wayne up there? You know, I don't know. Does he rap well? Does he put up a good show? I don't know. Guess who else is on this list? Now, remember, now I'm seeing this list for the first time, so I'm throwing this out. Jay-Z. Wow. Well, you know, if Jay-Z up there, guess who else going to be up there? Are we going to have to look at the Beehive again? Yeah, because you know he's, because some of his hits have her in it. So, you know, when they going down that little medley, you know, they don't have to partner up on some things. Drake. Now, Drake, wasn't Drake up there? Or was Drake part of somebody else's show? Come on, y'all got to help me out. I think I remember seeing Drake. Wasn't Drake up there? Well, I think Drake would be a good, I think Drake would be a good, you know, halftime show, you know, person. I think he would be a good show. But Mariah Carey. Is Mariah Carey, what you call him, worthy? I don't know, y'all. I don't know. I don't know if I'm ready to look at Mariah Carey for the whole time. Is she going to put up that kind of a show? I guess she got some hits. Does she have recent hits? No, I don't think so. But all right, y'all, guess who else is on this list? Y'all mighty silent today. I guess I'm on my own. That's all right. Leave me out there if you want to. It's okay. It's okay. Cardi B. Cardi B is on this list. I don't know if people are ready to see Cardi B, y'all. I don't know if both sides of the fence ready for Cardi B. Outkast is on this list. I like the way you move. People ready? They haven't had anything recent. I don't know about that. Well, somebody tell me who Burna Boy is, because he is definitely on this list. I don't know. I can't vote for him. I can't keep him off the list because I don't know who he is. Okay, somebody must be smoking. Travis Scott, didn't they just get finished being mad at him over the whole fiasco of his, we just did stories a couple years ago over all of the chaos that went on when he did his thing? I don't know if they're ready for Travis Scott. Who made up this list? All right. So somebody says, I think Chris would be put on a good, okay, I think Chris would put on a good show. Wayne might have some dope guests. Okay. Jay-Z likes to play it too cool, but he might bring some dope guests. Okay. No, Mariah Carey, I never liked her. Thank you for that vote. All right, so I don't know. Those were the ones who they felt could headline next year's Super Bowl halftime show. Chris Brown, Lil Wayne, Jay-Z, Drake, Mariah Carey, Cardi B, Outkast, Burna Boy. Somebody got to tell me who Burna Boy is. Travis Scott. What song did Burna Boy do that I know? That I might know. Yeah, Pastor Steph may be Pastor Steph, but I do know some Rick Feckler stuff, so help me out. All right, so I don't know. I don't know, y'all. What else are we talking about? You know how we get started on a Friday morning. Let's see. Okay, this is a little switch for us today that came across my radar. All right, so they have America's cheapest grocery stores. Let's see if y'all are awake. There's only one person is awake with me this morning. It's okay. Thank you very much. They say America's cheapest grocery store list, and Costco isn't one of them. Well, I don't think any of the big stores should be, like a Costco or a BJ's should be on this list. I don't know. Aldi is on this list. Wow. Well, they say that with Aldi's presence for the past few decades, they come up on this list for people who want to shop on a budget. Okay. They said they looked at an average of 12 items. And they are on the list of lower price foods, such as $1.29 for a loaf of bread. What kind of bread are they selling? I ain't seen a loaf of bread for $1.29 since Chantez was born. Eggs. $1.71. I think I need to make me a trip to Aldi's. Okay. Now, how do you pronounce this store? And I actually like this store. I was introduced by a neighbor. I don't know if they're calling it Lidl, L-I-D-L, L-I-D-L. They replaced a large chain out in Long Island. They're not here, you know, in the five boroughs, but they are out on the island, excuse me. They say, again, they checked their list, including their egg and bread basket, and they come up on the cheaper end of the list. Like I said, they say, you know, New York City residents are making the trip out to Long Island to get this particular chain. And it's true. I used to make the trip. We don't have it. Now I ain't got no car, so I don't make the trip. So, but that I would agree. I would agree. Trader Joe's. Now, I don't know, y'all. Last time I went to Trader Joe's, they was all right, but I wouldn't say they were cheaper. One of the cheaper chains. But they say that, yeah, they looked at their everyday goodies, and they were on the lower end. Again, their loaf of bread is $1.99. What is it, five slices? Trader Joe's got bread for $1.99. They say a tub of crunchy peanut butter is $2.49. Well, on a good day, that's how much you can buy regular peanut butter for. Albertsons. All right. Well, they must be talking nationwide because we don't know anything about Albertsons here in New York City. But they say that, yeah, after their merger, well, no, they're trying to stop this planned merger with Kroger, that they are coming up on the lower end with all the price, the food price hikes. All right. Walmart is on this list. One of my favorite, actually. We got one ghetto Walmart here in Queens, Long Island area. We're the only super Walmart. So everybody's there going crazy. The lines are like incredibly long. You can spend like easily 5 hours at Walmart. And they ain't never got nothing. So I don't know. Walmart, if you step up out of New York City and you go to a super Walmart, yeah, I'd agree. Because whenever we travel and we go to a super Walmart, we have a natural ball. You would think that it was an amusement park. I'm sorry, I'm old. Yeah, it happens. Yes, somebody's giving a thumbs up. Walmart is my favorite. All right, Target. They all right. Target's all right. Target's all right. They say they got their pantry staples that are on a good side of the list. Kroger. Yeah, they're saying Kroger with their grocery brands are on the good side of the pricing list. Publix. I've been in Publix. I've been in one Kroger. I've been in Publix a couple of times traveling. And they say a nice basket at Kroger's, $70.19. And they say that although they've been going up over the years, they still are on the lower scale. Now, I know somebody must be smoking drugs because Whole Foods Market is on this list. Well, what Whole Foods markets are you talking about? Because the ones here in New York City, please, I need three husbands to afford Whole Foods. Sam's Club. All right. You know, I've seen some prices at Sam's Club, and they say make sure you go to Aldi's first. Oh, my goodness gracious. Sam's Club. I don't know. You know, I think for these big, those warehouse, those Sam's Clubs, Costco, BJ's, they have their items, but I wouldn't say the whole thing would be on my list. So I don't know. Somebody put their lion. Yeah, a couple of these stores I wouldn't put on this list. But hey, I live here in New York. Everything is expensive for us here in New York. You know, for those of us who have relocated, or for those of us listening and we're not in New York, maybe these stores, you know, are on this list, okay? All right, so what we talking about in the news today for a Friday. I got some stories here, but you know how I always do. I got to survey and figure out what I want to talk about. Well, unfortunately, this young man with the braids in his hair out in Texas, where he and his mama are battling this Barbers Hill High School and the district, they are still at it. Yes, how many months has this been going on? Well, sir will be welcome at the Congressional Black Caucus that is coming up. Yeah. They say that they believe that this whole Crown Act has been disregarded in Texas. They should be ashamed of themselves for taking this kid through so much, where he just wants to get an education. And that's where he's headed. He's been invited to the Congressional Black Caucus. Well, that's one way to get it. Get on the invite list. That's what they talk about at the Congressional Black Office. That's their, caucus. That's their function. All right. Well, TikTok is in the news again. You know, I don't know what you're going to do as a parent these days. You know, everybody's calling for TikTok to be shut down. My question is still remaining. What's going on with you and your kids? Because they ain't shutting TikTok down here in the United States. They've done it in other countries, but they're not. And here you've got another casualty, an 11-year-old boy who dies from another TikTok challenge, just chroming. And we got to stay up on the terminology, because chroming is what we call huffing. I had to really look. I was like, well, what's chroming? I was all into the article. And when they described chroming as when you inhale fumes from common household items like aerosol cans, nail polish remover, paint solvents, cleaning products to get high, that ain't new. That is not new, but they got a new name. So we're going to have to stay up on the terminology so that we can stay up on our kids. He went to an overnight. Didn't we just talk about this earlier during the week? Wait till I get to my due time crew. It was Pastor KL. I don't think it was with Brother Al. It wasn't Monday. It was the other day with Pastor KL, and we were talking about that spending the night out. Well, this little 11-year-old Tommy Lee, oh boy, spent the night out with a couple of his friends, and he died when he participated in this chroming. He went into cardiac arrest, immediately died. They say, yeah, he didn't last very long. And now they're calling for TikTok to be shut down. They want everybody to pay attention. Well, who's sleeping at the wheel now? I'm thinking this TikTok thing has been a mess ever since it started. And poor little boy. And I don't know. I don't know, y'all. You know, I was so sad to see another child succumb to one of these stupid TikTok challenges. But yet again, we got these parents who are fighting for, you know, these people who are running these social media platforms to, you know, make sure that children under 16, you know, they're not on. But that's part of your responsibility. Part of your responsibility. We got to make sure we know what they're doing. So while they were in the room huffing, because that's what I'm going to call it, y'all call it chroming. What is chroming? What does that even mean? You know, what were y'all doing? What were y'all doing? I don't know. I guess you figured with your 11-year-old kids, y'all were safe. You know, y'all were safe. The house was safe. Those parents thought. The other day we talked about the girl going to a sleepover and having to reach out to her parents via text because the father had laced the, what do you call it, the smoothie with some sedatives. Keep your kids at home. Yo, that's what you need to be shutting down, not TikTok. Keep your kids at home. Stop. Just keep them at home. But make a bunker thing in the middle of the living room. I don't know what you're going to do. But keep your kids at home because it's not safe. It's just not safe. How many times do we have to say this? It's not safe. Keep your kids at home. You ain't got to worry about shutting nothing down. If you keep your kids at home and watch what they're doing, then maybe then, you know, these kind of things you can safeguard. I don't know what else to tell you. I'm just glad my kids are grown and, you know, I ain't got to worry about that because this here, this too much. You all your marbles lost trying to keep up with these kids these days. Oh, what else are we talking about before we get this due time crew on? What else are we talking about? All right. We're talking about, we have another update. Now, remember, we talked quite a bit about this whole, remember on the Rust set, the movie Rust, remember they had that fatal accidental shooting, and our Baldwin friend was caught up in the middle of that. Well, they say that he's being charged, as we remember, with something that he's going to have to go to court for starting in July. But in the meantime, they have pointed the finger at someone else, this Hannah Gutierrez Reed. They found her guilty of involuntary manslaughter in the fatal shooting of the cinematographer. And she's going to jail, they say, for about 18 months. They found that she was the one who was negligent in handling the props. So they did find someone else guilty other than Baldwin. But he's not out of the clear. He's got to go to court. He's going to trial as of July. So we'll find out how he makes out. But we see her fate. Her fate is 18 months in jail. So that's another catch up to some of our stories. Well, what do y'all think about the National Guard in the New York City subway system? We know that crime has gone skyrocketing down in the courts. In the train stations. And Governor Hochul has come up with this plan to put 750 National Guard members in addition to 250 state troopers as well as the transit cops down in the New York City subway system. Now, they're going to go through your bags. They're trying to stop the knives and the guns and any other weapons that people have been taking down into the subway to commit these crimes. Oh, boy. So here's how this works. Your bags are going to be searched. Well, you do have an option. You can say, no, I'm going home or I'm going to get on the bus. Or I'll walk, I'll take an Uber, whatever else you do, but they say you will not ride the train if you should decide you do not want your bag checked. It is an option. So they're saying that someone is going to be stationed at the most crowded train stations. Now, what happens to those train stations, I'm wondering, that have like 900 entrances, like Times Square, 34th Street? What happens there? Do you put like people at every train station, you know, the ones that you can just kind of run your metro card through? They don't have any, what do you call those people, token booths? They don't have any of those. Well, they say that they'll be putting them on every train station. They say that there will be cameras on every single subway. So that's supposed to go along with the all the people in the, you know, who's to help fight crime. The mental health issue is another question that has come up. Now, here's what she says. She says that, one, we already have our safety plan of having individuals, trained professionals in the subway system. These are social workers, people who have a medical background, excuse me. They are going in, have been now for a year and a half to talk to people, develop a relationship with them, and get them to leave the subways. Because if that's their primary home, we are now placing them into places that they can have supportive services, a long-term home for them. Now, I do remember when they started sending the professionals, if you will, down in the subway system with the transit cops. Now, here's what's funny. I have been going through the news for every day since they've implemented this. And can I tell you something? There's been no talk. Nope. There's been no chatter about how well this has been going, how badly it's been going. They have said absolutely nothing. So I'm interested in seeing how many social workers have been down in the train system to help with these people who have mental issues, who have found a home in the trains. I mean, I don't know nothing about that. They have said nothing ever since they showed you, like, pictures of a social worker walking with, you know, two police officers on each side. I heard nothing since, so I don't know whether it's been going well or not. Do you hear? Have you heard? So they're saying they don't know how long the National Guard is going to stay. And they don't know how well this is going to work. All I know is thank God for Cesaride, because I can't imagine being down in the train station. I got people who are riding the trains along with me, transit police, National Guards, and who else? Somebody else down there. That's just too many. No, that's just too much. Oh, my gosh. I feel so sorry for everybody who has to ride the train and what we knew the train to be. Because I'm going to tell you something. I was a sleeper. I would go to, man, it was like rocking a baby in a stroller. I would go to sleep as soon as the train started moving. So I am not the one who needs to be riding the train. But I don't know if I want to be opening my eyes or looking around and all I see is a bunch of people in uniform. I don't know. I don't know. Does that say safety to you? It says disturbing to me. And I don't know. Do you think that this is going to help, or it ain't going to make a difference, or they're going to put them in there for 5 minutes and they're going to say, oh, we're fine, ain't no more crime. Okay, we go. We leaving. I don't know, y'all. I don't know. Well, one other thing I want to throw out to you all and see what you think about. Yo, Mike Tyson is hitting the ring again. Are you ready for that? Do you think he's ready for that? Yeah, well, Netflix is going to have a boxing match. And this boxing match is going to be between Mike Tyson and Jake Paul. Now, Mike Tyson is going to be, by this time, God spares his life, 58 years old. And he is going to be up against this Jake Paul, who they say is like 20 years or 30 years younger. So they say with Tyson's 56 record, 50 wins, 60 losses, they say that even though there's a huge age difference here, they say Jake Paul is 30 years younger than Mike Tyson. They say that even though there's a 30-year difference, it will be a long 12 rounds. So the average person is believing that Mike Tyson will go the distance. And they say that some people are saying that this is elder abuse. Well, is it elder abuse if he's going up in this ring voluntarily? I don't know. The two of them will be at the AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas, come July 20th. So they've got some feedback. They're saying fighting Mike Tyson at 57 will be easy. Everybody waking up to see Jake Paul is going to box Mike Tyson, like, shaking my head. I don't know which way that goes. I don't know if they shaking their head at Mike, shaking their head at Jake. I don't know. They say that Mike Tyson, as of 2 years ago, should have been walking with a cane, so how's he boxing? So I don't know. I'll read some of the other comments when I talk to the Due Time crew. And let's see if our brother Ainsley can talk right now. I know he's on, but I don't know if he's able to talk. Are you there, brother Ainsley?
Hey, good morning, Pastor Steph. Good morning.
Good morning, brother Ainsley. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you well. Thank you. I can hear you well. All righty. Now, we've got this issue here with this TikTok. And, you know, the parents of this 11-year-old boy who died from cardiac arrest because he and his friends, during a sleepover, they decided to participate in this chroming TikTok challenge. You know, they're calling for, you know, parents to become aware, shut TikTok down. I say shut your kids down. Keep them home. What say you?
Yeah, I mean, that's unfortunate. I never even heard of that stuff. Yeah, chroming and stuff. But you know what, as kids, we do stuff that we do it as fun. I come and think about it. I did some stuff, me and my cousin, we do some stuff that was crazy dangerous, but thank God, you know, it ain't part of our lives and stuff like that. And it's just unfortunate. Now, TikTok, you know, there's been calls for it to be shut down for various reasons, you know, but besides that, for other, you know, security reasons and stuff like that. So, but for the child, I didn't know how big an issue TikTok has been, you know, affecting youth. Now, my thing as far as the kids going, sleepover, there's only one way my kids are going to sleep over, is I'm going over there with them. That's it. You know, one of the parents going there with them. No. They call it chromate. They're basically inhaling stuff. That's been going on for, that's nothing new. You're right, this is just going by that new name.
Right.
You know, because everybody I know, I never did nothing like that. But that's really unfortunate. It's terribly unfortunate.
Yes, yes, yes. You know, 11.
I think you really got to talk to these kids, man, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're never aware of it, then it's, I mean, it's something if you knew about it, but you just got to educate your kids. Don't do stupid stuff like that. But these kids, they do things that like, when they riding up, what do you call it? Surfing? When they're on the train, on top of the train?
Right, yeah, subway surfing.
I mean, it's deadly. Why? I mean, I understand why would you want to, you know, don't take the value of their life seriously enough, man. You know, you really got to really talk to these kids and really pray for them. Like, really got to talk to them that, you know, you don't take chances like this, man.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Like this. I never heard of this before. I never heard of this stuff before.
No, me either. You know, but again, it's just a name. You know, the actual, what they do is what we know as huffing. I haven't heard it is chroming either. And like you said, we really got to keep our kids, you know, aware of the dangers of these things, and you know, don't be influenced by any of this stuff. So, it's our job. Our jobs are a lot harder now as parents, but we've got to stay on these kids. Well, listen, we are accustomed to taking these New York City subways back in the day, and it's been dangerous from back in the day, but it has gotten so bad that Governor Hochul is calling in the National Guard, state troopers, and the transit cops. What do you think of this whole concept? Do you think that this is going to aid, you know, while you're checking bags at every train station or those train stations that have, you know, a very heavy population? You know, is this going to help at the end of the day, the crime that's happening down in the subway system?
I think it's a Band-Aid approach, and I think they're not going to stick with it. If there was really, really, really want to do that, this would be a permanent thing. But we all know the National Guard, state troopers, are not going to be staying in the New York City transit trains all the time. That is a Band-Aid approach. If they're not going to stay there, it's a Band-Aid approach. You know what I'm saying? So it's a PR move. And I haven't heard of, you know, psychologists walking on the train looking for homeless people to talk to them and stuff like that. And if you've been here for over a year, where's the report? Where's the transparency with this stuff?
Right.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it at all. I think it's just a PR move. And you know what it is that, as we know, the train has always been dangerous. It's always been dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Only now with cell phones, we got a visual to prove what we've been seeing all along. But, you know, when it goes wrong, it's might have posted, and makes people see it. So now it's visually, we can see what's going on. It's always been dangerous. It's always been like that.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't nothing new. I think people just got to be a little more diligent. This is a way of life. I was on the train just this past couple of days ago. I never had so many people asking for a dollar. I never see so many people using the bathroom, you know, where they felt like going, and you know, just invading personal space. You know, it's sad, but I think if you want to really make a big difference, you know, make it a permanent. Look for permanent solutions, because that state trooper and the National Guard, that sounds good, but we all know that they're not going to stay there. If they ain't going to stay there permanently, then, you know, it's just a pre-op move.
All righty. What do you think about Mike stepping back up into the ring with the 27-year-old? Do you think it's going to be Mike or Jake?
You know what? I think it's going to be interesting. And I'm going to go with Mike Tyson.
Okay.
You know, I don't know if you remember, what was it, a couple years ago? He did the match with Roy Jones.
Yes. I didn't see that, and I couldn't believe when I read it. I was like, well, where was I? Because I love Roy Jones Jr. I would have definitely been watching. So I don't know. Maybe I was asleep. I don't know what happened. But, yeah, they mentioned that a couple of years ago. But I don't remember that.
Yeah, if you haven't seen that, you would see how he looked like just his old self. I mean, Roy Jones could not keep up with him at all. I mean, I've seen, you know, videos of, you see, you know, Tyson, he's still working out. He still looks like, you know, almost as dangerous now as he was back then, you know, except he got the big old tattoo on his face. It's a little more wrinkled.
Yeah.
I think he's more of a, what you call it, he's not a boxer, right? He's more of a, you know, the wrestling, you know, he's, what you call it, the cage match people, you know.
That's where I remember his name from, being one of those kind of, in the ring fighters where, you know, they use their feet and, you know, they just fight. A boxer. I know what you're talking about. I can't think of what they're called, but yeah, I remember him being more of that as well. I have heard of him because he has a brother, I believe, who fights also. Or one of the other guys, Mike Tyson, fought the brother, some or another. So yeah, this guy here, he's not a boxer per se.
It's going to be another variation of Floyd Mayweather fighting mixed martial artists, whatnot.
Okay.
It's going to be another
variation
of that. You know, so they got to be, you know, concentrating more on boxing, and that's their major skill. So they, I think they really got the, he'll have the upper hand. So
okay.
I think it'll be interesting. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us, brother.
Yeah.
Ainsley. Let's talk to our Pastor KL and hear what he's got to say this morning. Good morning, Pastor KL.
Good morning, Pastor Steph. How are you today?
I am well, thank you. I am well. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Good. All right, Pastor KL, let's get to talking about some of this stuff. Now, it was just the other day that we were talking about this sleepover and how this was something that we just weren't able to do. And now you've got this 11-year-old who just suffered cardiac arrest and died almost instantly from huffing. And again, you got another set of parents who wants to alert, you know, all the other parents and guardians as to the dangers of social media and calling for this TikTok to be shut down. And do you think this is going to make TikTok shut down any quicker?
Not at all. And I have a couple of pertinent points to make. So, first of all, my heart definitely goes out to the child and the child's family. But question would be, why aren't we suing AT&T? Why aren't we suing, you know, Verizon? Why aren't we suing all this stuff that these people have the ability to watch TikTok on? Because in my days, we didn't have phones. You know, we had a beeper, and we surely couldn't watch a TikTok on a beeper. So if we're getting down to the problems, why aren't we suing the parents who's not paying attention to the children? You know, why is there no parental guidance on your phone? Why isn't there parental guidance on your computer? I mean, there's so many people, if we want to blame, that we can blame. So you're going to actually blame the TikTok for all this stuff that other stuff has allowed it to be viewed prior to TikTok. No one's going after the phone company. Why? They have the phone company gives you the ability. No one's going after the Wi-Fi, the internet. Why? They give you the ability to surf the web. All these things that contributes to this, we don't think about it, but we want to go after TikTok? Wow.
Well, some good stuff. Good points. You know, we are not, you know, the gateway to all of these, methods of getting information. Like you said, we're not targeting them. And, I mean, everybody's suing, but why not sue all the parties? I agree. It's some interesting questions that you're bringing up. So, you know, I don't know. You know, my thing is they have not shut TikTok down yet, and they're not going to. Again, we need to pay more attention to the children, which will definitely, help. Not so much with what they have access to. You know, that's secondary. But we have to get to our children. But good questions. Good questions, Pastor KL. All right, Pastor KL, we're from the old school. You from New York. What do you think about these National Guard, state troopers, all of these people in the train system to help fight crime? Brother Ainsley said it's just a Band-Aid approach because they're not going to stay. So what's going to happen after they leave, in other words? What do you think?
Well, even if they stay, now what you do is that you put more delay time on me, the person who has no violation, meaning I have no knife, I have no gun. But now I have to wait. If I'm trying to get on a certain train, I now have to leave my house even earlier because I got to stop and frisk. You know, I think that this is a great inconvenience to the people who are trying to do the right thing, who live the right way. You know, now I got to wait on a line because I got to wait for my turn. Or I can't carry a lunch bag because you have to go in there and fondle through my sandwich. You know, I think it's an inconvenience.
Okay. Do you think it's going to help fight crime at all?
I think it would deter it. And every line, you know, whether it's an alarm system, whether it's a dog, everything is a deterrent. But it's not proof that, you know, it's not accident proof that stuff won't slide through the crack. But I think it's a deterrent. People would think twice, but then you have some people who are just good at what they do.
Okay. All right, we're going into the boxing ring, where in July, Mike Tyson is set to fight Jake Paul. And some people are saying, hold on. Watching Jake Paul do a Fortnite dance over an unconscious 60-year-old Mike Tyson is what we will see. He's 57, but he don't fight like he's 57. He fight like he's Mike Tyson. Fighting him at any age when he's still moving is like insane. What you think?
I think Mike Tyson is broke, and he needs some money. that's what I think. Because a man at 60 years old getting hit by a young guy, I don't care how great I am. If you get hit one time, you know, listen, I'm a big guy. But if my grandson hits me right one time, I'll be hurt. Now, I might be able to come back from it, but it's going to catch me off guard because I'm not expecting that. Mike Tyson ain't expecting to get hit.
But when that young whippersnapper slap him upside his face, he gonna be doing more than biting ears. I'm just saying.
Oh,
he gonna be the whole dinner.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Mike Tyson is broke, and he just need a dollar.
Well, I'm gonna be honest. That was the first thing that came to my mind. I was like, well, is this a money thing, you know? And, you know, when you get in the ring, you're gonna get money anyway. You know, you don't get...
Mm-hmm.
The purse, you know, you don't get as much as the winner, but you get a nice amount of money. And I'm like, okay, well, Mike Tyson ain't been fighting. Like I said, like I said to Brother Ainsley, I didn't even know about the one that took place a couple years ago. But my thing is, okay, so if he gets in the ring at all, he's got how many millions of dollars he's going to receive? He doesn't even have to win. So this is a win-win for Mike Tyson, because if he loses,
exactly,
then, you know, it's like, all right, well, Mike was 57, 58 years old when he, you know, he tried. We didn't think he was going to win anyway. Mm-hmm. So I don't think this is, you know, him trying to show that he still got it more than I need $5 and this is the way I know I can get
Mike
it.
Mike is trying to pay a bill. He's trying to pay a bill. That's it. He's just trying to pay a bill. This ain't nothing grand. He's trying to pay the light bill.
I do believe that this is more than, you know, him just getting in the ring. I do think that, you know, the pockets are light, and, you know, this is his way of getting him a couple mil to keep him going till, because who's not going to, you know, listen, Netflix is Netflix. Everybody, you know, a lot of people got Netflix anyway. So, you know, I don't think they're going to be charging like what they used to charge on pay-per-view and all of that kind of stuff. So he's going to get his couple dollars anyway. He ain't going to lose in the pocket. He's not going to lose in the pocket. So, you know, whether he loses to Jake or not, he's still a winner. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you for joining us. Our brother Al has jumped in on the line, and we're going to talk about this dating thing, you know. Are you really ready to date? And, you know, on Wednesday we talked with the ladies, and, you know, we talked about, you know, some of the myths that Christian people have. But now we're going to talk about, you know, they say the signs that you're really not ready for a relationship, which is what we kind of veered off to on Wednesday. And I wanted to hear what you men had to say. I'm going to start with you, Brother Al. So let me turn on your mic. They say one way that you can tell you're not really ready for a relationship is you're not over your ex. Good morning, Brother Al.
Chop, chop of the morning. Chop, chop. Another chop and one more chop of the morning. Oh, yeah.
All right, Brother Al. They say you know you're not ready for a relationship when you're not over your ex.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You know, I can relate to that from having a fiance from before, and she passed away, and, you know, and even just breaking up from previous relationship, if you're not over that person, you can't move forward, because that person is still on your mind. You're not focused on the new person. So I agree with that totally.
All righty. Brother Ainsley, you know, do you agree or disagree that you're not ready for a relationship when you're not over your ex?
I agree with that. But I see you might as well go on anyway, so to help you get over it.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. See, this is what I say. When you give the ladies something and you give the men, yo, you will not get the same responses. Oh, my goodness. You know what? I'm so done with you. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Sounded like a true player to me.
Come on now. Come on. You know, y'all know y'all feel the same way. Come on, man.
Don't be drawing people all up in your bed, brother Hazy.
Don't draw me in your nonsense. No, sir.
All right. You know what, Brother Angel? That sounds like something KL would say. That sounds like something Pastor KL would say. Pastor KL, what you got for us? You know you're not ready for a relationship.
You
can't get over your ex.
No. First of all, Brother Angel started by saying, you know, back in his day, you know, he did some mischievous things as a child. You know, don't let me have to call Renee on you.
I'm starting to learn
that out of 35 years of friendship, Brother Angel, you have been a bad influence on me. And perhaps I'm in the predicament that I'm in because of you. You know what I mean?
I need some
help to be analyzing this. Maybe we don't need to talk anymore.
So how do you vote,
but,
Pastor KL?
I do vote that you need to get over one before you know moving on, because I've tried it myself and I've constantly called someone else's name to someone else, and that kind of messes up the whole romantic. That messes up the whole. You know what I mean? That messes up the getting to know you process. When I don't even know your name.
Oh my goodness gracious! Oh my goodness!
I no longer can be you guys' friend anymore.
All righty. Okay. They say that you are not ready for a relationship if you're not willing to compromise. What you got for us, Brother Al?
Well, it depends on what we're compromising. You know, I always say that if you say compromise, depend on what you're compromising. I'm not compromising my Christianity. That ain't happening. So it depends on what we compromise. I think you should on certain things, but certain things, that's going to be a no-no.
Okay. What about you, Brother Ainsley? You are not ready to date if you're not willing to compromise.
Well, okay, I'm going to be safe. I'm going to agree with Al.
That one answer blew you out the water, so you can't recall. You can't recall it now.
Hey, whatever Al said.
Brother Ainsley, say it with your chest, man. Say it with your chest.
Hey, look, it don't matter if you agree with me. I'm still not his friend.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
No, I think gotta be willing to compromise. It depends what you're compromising, though. You know, you compromise, I like to compromise your values, nothing like that, but it is give and take. So if you're not really, you gotta be able to, both parties need to be able to give and take.
Okay. Pastor KL, you're not ready to date or relationship if you're not willing to compromise. Agree or disagree?
I agree. I definitely agree. I mean, but there's, you know, forget about the morality. There's certain things like, I got to have the big piece of chicken. You know, there's certain things I'm not going to compromise on. You know what I mean? So,
you definitely need the big piece of chicken. Yeah.
Yeah, there's certain things I'm not going to give in to, you know, but, yeah, I agree.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Okay, you know what?
It's like
let's stay here for
good answer.
Let's stay here for a second. Because you started this, Brother Al, you know, certain things you're not willing to compromise. So Pastor KL said he's not willing to compromise the big chicken, but we're going to come back and get a real answer from him. What are the things you're considering when you say you're not willing to compromise? You said your faith. Okay, but other than your faith, what else are you really not willing to compromise on that would say, you know what, that means I'm not ready to date?
I would say, and I've been through this, my personality. You know, everybody who knows me know I laugh, I joke. But, you know, I know when to do it and when not to. And I dated a young lady one time. She was just serious all the time. I would crack a joke, and she was like, hey, don't you ever be serious? And, you know, and I tried it, you know, being young and dumb. You know, I tried it. Okay, you know what? I'm not going to joke around her and stuff. And I just couldn't help myself. So I wasn't compromising my personality. So, all right, this is what you get. You either take it or leave it. So she left it, and I left it.
Well, Brother Al, you might want to give up that. You might want to give up that personality. It ain't all that.
You know what I'm saying, folks? See? You can see I'm a caveman. Usually I'll jump through the phone, but I'm gonna let that one go.
Hey, why she hating on the brothers today? She hating on the brothers today.
Oh my goodness. All right, okay. Thank you very much, Brother Al. Brother Ainsley, you know, you're not, what are some things that you're just not willing to compromise? We're not talking about faith, because we know you're not willing to compromise your faith. But Al already said personality. What else you're not willing to give up for a relationship?
Okay, this is for real. All right, this is back in the day, not now so much now. So back in the day, you know, when, you know, trying to break into the music business and whatnot, and besides holding 9 to 5, you know, a lot of my time was, you know, geared on, you know, what I wanted to do, you know, that you know, to do that. And it takes a lot of time. So the person I was dating at the time, you know, she wanted more time. But I'm like, this is one of my goals. I'm like giving up, you know, business meetings just to spend time with you. I'm not giving up opportunities just to spend time with you. You know, this that's the priority. You know, we need to be able to work this out. You know, if I can't see you right now, well, I'll see you when I can. I'm not going to compromise, you know, trying to go for my goals for the relationship. The relationship can come and go and whatnot. So are we going to work together or not? If you can't work with me with this, then I'm not compromising. I wouldn't do it vice versa. You know what I'm saying? You got to do, you know, you got your goals, stuff you're trying to do. I'm going to say, oh, well, we're supposed to have plans tonight. Well, sometimes things can't go as planned. Things happen, you know.
Okay, wow. All right.
You know?
All right. Thank you. Pastor Kale, outside the big piece of chicken, what are you not willing to compromise on?
Well, I'm in the age of Mike Tyson. Let's just put it that way. And if I had met, you know, a young lady now who talks about they want to have a baby, no, I'm not compromising on that. My child will come out old. You know what I mean? My child will come out with a mustache. You know what I mean? I'm not compromising on that. That's I'm gonna be on a cage in 2 more years. I'm not playing football with little Johnny. No.
Okay. Well, I'm glad somebody thinking. I'm glad somebody thinking, because everybody trying to, you know, make babies and, you know, for one reason or another. And I always ask, you know, what happens when the kid is here and you 90? I don't know about that. What happens? Hello? So it's something to think about. Definitely something to think about. Well, we have a comment.
On the good side, Pastor Steph, go to parent day, and I'll be so old I can go to grandparent day, too. They won't know the difference. They won't know the difference. I'll get 2 meals.
Well, you know what? Again, it comes back to the food. Oh, my goodness. Well, we got a comment from the listener. They say they're not willing to compromise hygiene. Amen. Absolutely. All right.
How was that even in the picture? Compromise your hygiene? How? Somebody was asking about the brush your teeth?
Well, you know, it's a shame, Brother Ainsley, but there are people even at, you know, an adult age that their hygiene is just not where it needs to be. Okay? Okay. So now I got a little clarification, Brother Ainsley. This female says some men don't like washing their hands. So that's the hygiene thing that that, you know, that's being referred
to.
That's a little petty. Petty? You know what? No, see, this is why we got to talk about the hygiene. Washing your hands is petty?
What are you saying? Wash your hands before you eat? Well, I mean, is that what we're saying? I mean, because that
Wait, stop right there. Why should I have to talk about washing your hands at any point?
But what's wrong with that, though? Just say, listen, honey, do you mind washing your hands a little more often? What's up with that?
I'm not washing my hands every 20 minutes. I'm just not doing that. So, I mean, what are we talking about? You know?
Oh, okay. All right, we're getting a little bit of clarification here. They're saying they've had to talk to men about washing their hands after using the bathroom.
Oh, okay. Now I understand. Yeah, that's nasty. Okay. But I'm talking about just walking around. Hey, did you wash your hands? It's 20 minutes after 9. Did you wash your hands?
I can understand that. Now, that's pure nastiness, man. That's...
That ain't hygiene. That's pure nasty. If you see dirt under his nails, he ain't washing his hands never.
Okay.
For real, yeah.
So, Pastor Steph, I have a question for the person who sent that message in. So,
will you be quiet for a minute? Brother Al is talking. Wait, I didn't even hear what you said. Be quiet over there. Wait. Before I get my laugh, I got to hear what Brother Al is saying. What did you say, Brother Al?
Okay, so I got a question for the person who posed the question, the comment.
Yes.
So do you count, you said about washing your hands, because some people don't wash their hands, right, and they use a hand sanitizer. Does that count? Do they think that counts?
All right, listener, hit me back. Let's see. Does hand sanitizer count as washing your hands? I got my own answer, but I want to see what they say. No
cool.
Hand sanitizer with indoor plumbing. Oh, okay, listen. In my opinion, hand sanitizer is not washing your hands. Hand sanitizer is when we in the street and, again, there's no water. So I don't know. Why are we even talking about hand sanitizer, Brother Al?
No, I agree with you totally, because some people replace washing their hands. With the answer, I see people sit in a restaurant, right? No, and people don't understand that. It's just what you said. If you're in the street, and I've seen people sit in a restaurant, right, and pull out hand sanitizer, wipe it all over their head, wipe it over their kids' hand, and they eat. And I look like, yo, that's nasty. That's not what the hand sanitizer is for. That's why I ask that, because some people use it instead of washing their hands.
All right. I'm gonna have to write home about you. All right. Thank you for that clarification, Brother Al. Thank you. All righty. Oh, I don't know about... I'm glad you men are married. Thank you, God. All right. They say you're not ready for a relationship if you're too focused on yourself. Brother Al, what say you?
Yeah, I think if you're too focused, that means you're being... selfish. I think you should focus on yourself, because you have to get yourself together before you can share yourself with somebody. But if you just straight focus on yourself and not the other person, then that ain't gonna work out too much.
Okay. Brother Ainsley, what say you? You're not ready for a relationship if you're too focused on you.
Yeah, I'm gonna play it safe again, like with Al. Yep, what Al said. No, but I agree.
You know what? Should we just turn your mic off altogether?
He's trying to win my friendship back.
No, I agree, because one of the things about being in a relationship is you got to care for the others, somebody else, and you can't be about... That's how you know you value, when you care about
somebody else other than yourself. Almost to the point you put them above your wishes and stuff like that. So, no, if you're too focused on yourself, then that, well, I put it this way, that ain't going to be no lasting relationship.
Okay, okay. Pastor KL, you're too focused on you. Are you ready for a relationship?
Well, I ain't agreeing with none of them. No. We just in the dating stage. I don't even know if I'm going to be with you for a while. So I'm not going to stop my goals and focus it on, you know, Brother AD just said 20 minutes ago about his music thing. You know, music is my life. I'm not going to stop doing what I'm doing and trying to get to the next level, you know, because we might be together or we might have a long-lasting relationship. Listen, my come-up is your come-up. So I need to keep focusing on my stuff.
Wow. Oh, my. Okay. Okay.
Now be mad. Where's the comments now? Be mad now.
I don't be mad.
You know what?
All I know is I ain't trying to date you, so you on your own over there. I'm all right.
You know what? I take that back. I don't move out no more. I'm going with KL.
Listen, Brother Ainsley, I don't know if you want to side with KL. I don't know if you want to be side with him, because that ain't no kind of answer to be given. See, that's the kind of answer you give when you about 100 years old and you don't even want to be with nobody else. So you ain't going to prioritize on nobody. Now, I don't know about if you want to step into that zone, Brother Ainsley. You know, he didn't already said he almost dead. So how you side with him?
Ain't nobody said dead now. You went. You ain't Lucy Paul in the bed.
Well, that's the only other person who thinks like that. I ain't going to put that. I'm going to focus on myself.
Right.
That ain't even biblical. So I'm glad I ain't trying to date you. That's all I'm saying.
I'm still trying to be a rapper.
Oh, my goodness. You got to be a person.
Yes. I'm hearing the comments, so I'm just asking you as being a friend to be prepared to preach Brother Ainsley and Brother KL eulogy, please. Just get ready to do the eulogy. Just, you know, as a friend, you know a lot about him. You just be good at the eulogy.
Honey, all I know is I'm glad I'm not trying to date these people here. All righty, let's talk about this one. They say you're not ready for a relationship if you're emotionally unavailable. What you say, Brother Al? And Brother Al, don't think for a second that I don't think your answers are already jaded, because Tamika's somewhere listening. So, but go ahead, you can answer.
Hey, there you go.
Right.
This is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about. See, I try to help you out and be on your side. I try to help you out and be on your side, and you treat me like I'm spineless.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't make me get on KL side. Don't you do it. Don't you do it.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, gosh.
Oh, man. But, I mean, how can you, you know, how can you try to be with somebody or work on getting a relationship if you can't get your emotions ain't right? You know, you're not mostly tapped in. You know, that's just not going to work. You just walking around not smiling, not laughing, not doing anything like a zombie. So that ain't going to work. You're going to scare away. You're going to scare away.
Okay. All righty. Brother Ainsley, you're not ready for a relationship if you're emotionally unavailable.
Well, I mean, if you're not emotionally unavailable, do you know it? That you're not emotionally unavailable? You know, so... I don't know.
Oh my gosh. You know, y'all need to listen to the ladies on Wednesday, because y'all surely don't think like the women. Oh my goodness.
I mean, if you know what I'm saying, I got my motion is like, how do I know I'm not? So.
We got a smile,
man.
Oh, my God. I just have to thank God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm not dating these people. Thank you.
Y'all know what you're missing, Pastor Steph. We could have been pastor and co-pastor KL.
Oh boy.
You lost out. You had your chance. I was under your roof. You had your chance. Couldn't get no closer than that.
Oh my God.
The children love me. They love me.
Don't let me push our teeth on this phone. Don't let us get no clarification on that. Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
wow. My back. Oh, my goodness gracious. Okay. Brother Ainsley, you are absolutely right. If you are emotionally unavailable, 9 times out of 10, you will not know it. So simply put, no, you are not ready for a relationship. If you can't even tell somebody whether you are emotionally available or not. Thank you for clarifying that. For ladies, are you listening? That's one of the first questions you better ask him. Are you emotionally available? If he said, I don't know, would I know? Then run, just leave. Get on the table. Say, I'll be right back. Go to the bathroom. Do not return. Don't take no more text messages. Don't do it to yourself. Don't do it to yourself. Don't do it to yourself. All right, Pastor Keo, are you ready for a relationship if you are emotionally unavailable?
Hold on. I can't breathe. Hold on. So let me say this, too, for all the ladies. Back in the days, if you were dating a man who had dreads, this is the reason why you are where you are now, because he was not ready for you. So understand that.
Oh my gosh.
But no, I don't think if you're emotionally stabilized, let's try to be deep in God. If you was emotionally stabilized, then I don't think that you will be ready for a relationship at all.
Okay, now that we got that out of the way. Ladies, I hope you're listening to this stuff here because, you know, if they answering like this, I just thank God I'm not out here dating. Oh, my gosh, because this is the kind of stuff you got to sift through. All right, Brother Al, it's on you again. You're not ready to trust an individual. Are you ready for a relationship?
Well, before I answer that right quick, Pastor Steph, you can't go out here and date unless you come through us. We have whoever want to talk to you got to come through UKLA. So that ain't going to happen. That's number one.
I'm going to put y'all on the front line for me? Oh, no, thank you. No, thanks.
That's what's going to go down right here.
I'd sooner not even bother. No, thank you. I'm not going to bother to date.
We're going to make sure he's right.
No. You three can tell me if he's right. Oh, gosh. We're trying to figure out if y'all are right. Oh, no. No. I'll pass. Thank you for warning.
I don't like the way this is going at all. You know, I really don't.
I don't know. Trust the process.
It's like we posted children. We're going to be on a milk carton nation.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, my gosh. All right, Brother Al.
Okay.
If you are not ready to trust someone, are you ready for a relationship?
I'm kind of flip-flop there because you got to earn your trust with me.
I just ain't going to jump and trust you.
You got to earn trust. How about just meet you and be like, okay, I trust you? No, I gotta be around you a little bit. You got to earn my trust. Get trust away. You say what you mean, Pastor. You got to earn my trust. I say that.
He said you don't give trust away.
I'm just going to meet you and be like, yeah, I trust you. I don't know. You could have been locked up somewhere. You could be like that lady. Remember the lady that stabbed one husband, left and went and stabbed the other husband? No. You got to earn my trust. I got to see what's going on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And y'all want to be on the front line for Stephanie? Oh, no.
That's right.
Okay.
Make sure he ain't crazy.
All right. But thank you. Thank you, Brother Al. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm good. I'm hanging up and I'm calling and making a phone call when I hang up from this broadcast. Brother Ainsley, you're not ready to trust someone. Are you ready for a relationship?
All right. So I'm going to take my emotional unstable self. And I'm not going to trust nobody. So, no, trust is earned. That comes over time, you know, through your actions. Do I trust you? And to me, that's one of the most important things is trust, love, understanding. But if I can't trust you, again, it ain't going to be long term.
Okay. Pastor KL. What say you?
Well, I'm with Brother Al on this one. You know, I'm with Brother Al. You know, you don't go into a relationship trusting somebody. You know, you got to earn your trust. You know, I want to trust you, but I don't trust you, and I'm not going to jump in there like I do trust you. It ain't like I'm going to give you my wallet. You know, you ain't going to be like, hey, what's in your wallet? No, we ain't doing that. No. No.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, my goodness. Okay, all right. So, you know, I have not interjected, but I got to interject here. Okay, listen. Oh, my gosh. Okay, listen. You're not ready to trust a person. We're trying to gauge whether you're ready for a relationship. All right. So nobody is saying that, you know, you're going to jump in and you're going to not use common sense. You're not going to use logic. You're not going to use any level of discernment. But there has to be some ground level of trust. It has to be something. And there are certain people who go into a relationship, no matter what you say, they don't believe you. It has to be earned. And there's no way in the world you're ready for a relationship if that's where you are. Nobody's saying what's in my wallet and all this kind of stuff. Nobody's talking about all of that. We're not talking you turn over your wallet and you know, you turn over your birth certificate, your Social Security card. We're not talking about that, but we're talking about some foundational level of trust. And if you're at the point where, you know, no matter what a person says, you now got to go run to the internet to find out, you know, if they on the, you know, a list somewhere. I can't think of the list I'm trying to say, but if they're on a list, if they got a criminal background, because you, even if they say no, you don't believe them because you got to, you know, you have to prove what they say is true or not. They have to prove everything they say. If that's where you are, then no, you are not ready for a relationship. Where y'all are going is completely outside of the box here. We're not talking about that. We're not talking about you putting all your eggs into a basket before you even get started, because nobody should walk into it like that. But you do have to have something to take into this dating process. And if you all twisted from prior relationships, because the last relationship with the guy, he just lied about everything. So now the next person that you date, he has to prove, you know, with something in writing, everything he says, because there are some people who are there because they've just been so heartbroken, then, no, you ain't ready for no relationships. I just had to interject that because I don't know where the three of y'all are going with this. But I will move on because we do have 5 seconds. What'd you say? What'd you say?
We've already passed that point.
You know what?
Well,
we talk about,
I know,
are you ready for a relationship? How you pass anything? Let's end with this one. Are you ready for a relationship,
okay,
if you prefer to be alone? Brother Al.
No, you want to be by yourself. If you want to be alone, then you don't want nobody. So, no, you're not prepared. You're not prepared to be in a relationship, not at all.
Okay. Brother Ainsley.
Yeah, I agree. Al, again, this time, no, you're not ready for that. If you want to be alone, that tells you right there, listen, you're not emotionally ready for the... You know you're not emotionally ready, so you try to work on self to get yourself ready to, at a point, to be accepting and be able to give and take with another. So I think that's a good thing if you know you want to be alone and stuff like that. Work on yourself and then make yourself a better person and ready for the next relationship. So I think that's a good thing. No, you ain't ready. You ain't, that person ain't ready for one right now.
Okay. Pastor KL.
I think that's such an open-ended question because I like to be alone. Don't mean that I'm not ready for a relationship. It just means that you got to go home when it's over. You know, I like to be alone. I don't know too many people who don't like to be alone. You know what I mean? Do I like to be lonely? No. But I like to be alone. And I can deal with a relationship as long as everybody understands their boundaries and their space. I like to be alone. Doesn't mean that you're not ready for a relationship. Everybody has to understand the boundaries.
Okay. Gentlemen, you have surely taken us into a thought-provoking weekend.
I don't like the way you said that.
Oh, my goodness.
I feel some kind of way now.
Are you ready for a friendship? Oh, my goodness.
Ooh, wow.
Gracious. Thank you so
that's
much.
That's why you evicted me. You wasn't ready for me.
And after 30 years, I still ain't ready. Oh, my.
Anything works good. I know Pastor Steph over 20 years. I just started trusting her last year. So what's the problem?
Oh, my goodness gracious. Thank you so much, gentlemen, for taking us into a thought-provoking weekend. And we pray you have a blessed day.
All right.
You
take care. Have a good weekend.
Love you, Pastor Steph. Love you, Pastor Steph.
Yeah, right. Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, my goodness, good, my goodness. You know what? I got so caught up. I don't have a benediction for these people. Oh, for God's people, I have no benediction. So I got a couple minutes. Let me just pray for them. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, God, we just thank you for waking us up today and getting us started on our way. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for just waking us up in our right frame of mind. And, Lord, as we've gone into this conversation, we ask you, dear Heavenly Father, to continue to give us clarity of mind, clarity of thought, but most importantly, a clarity to your will and your way, dear Heavenly Father. You know, sometimes we think we're ready, God, and we're really not. Sometimes, God, we don't think we're ready, but we are. But, Lord, if we stay tapped into you, We know that you will never steer us wrong. And we thank you, God, for always having your finger on the pulse of our life. God, we ask you to take us through a safe weekend so that we will be gathered together again as you spare our life, God. And we thank you, God, for a wonderful week. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for a safe week. And we ask you, God, to just keep each and every one of us. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Oh, all right. I always say, if you take these same topics, same questions, and you give it to the ladies, you'll always get a different spin on things. You know, there's a lot to this dating thing, to this relationship thing, and when we are entering into this, we really need to go before the Lord first. You know, a lot of times we want to believe that we're ready. We have not given ourselves enough time from the last relationship we were in. We haven't cleared out the space that we need in ourselves, just inside. You know, you need space to invite someone else in. You know, having a relationship or being in a relationship really takes a lot. It takes a whole lot. And, you know, as we talked about compromise, you know, you cannot be to Mary who you were to Jane. You know, although, you know, you are you. But there are going to be some things that we have to, you know, kind of customize just to fit who we're with. You know, there is no cookie cutter thing. There's going to be some times when you're going to have to compromise on some of the things that you're just unmovable about. I'm not talking about your faith. I'm not talking about your hygiene. I'm not talking about stuff like that. You know, but if you're some OCD clean freaking, you know, you a germaphobe and all of that, you know, then you're going to have to go before the Lord if you want to be with somebody, because who can live like that? Who should live like that? You know, that's something that you probably shouldn't be doing, and you should have to be before the Lord for, you know, but because, you know, you got to have everything spick and span and, you know, in everything in its rightful place. And are you really ready for a relationship? And we've been talking about this kind of off and on all week. We started on Monday with, you know, should you have two bathrooms and two bedrooms? You know, so we've been talking about this whole thing, you know, this relationship thing all week. If you, you know, the guy on Monday that we read about, you know, he said that when he went into the relationship and into the marriage, you know, getting two bathrooms was just a no-brainer. Why? Because, you know, we kind of hear things about women, you know, and you know, they got makeup and, you know, personal things all over the place. And, you know, but I didn't think about the fact that, you know, when we built the house and we started this marriage, I should have gotten two bedrooms. You know, if you got to start thinking like that, then maybe you're not ready for a relationship. A relationship with God is always the key thing. Get that relationship underway first. Let God teach you who you need to be, because that's the problem. Most times we're taking who we are, that unperfect person, imperfect person, and we're now pushing that into the relationship. And if that person is doing the same thing, now you automatically start with a toxic relationship. Well, if neither one of you have a priority, a relationship with God, that's the priority, I want to say, before you even get into that relationship with any other person, then, as Brother Ainsley used a couple of times, it may not be a lasting relationship. You want to make sure you have gone before the Lord. You have just crafted this relationship with the Lord. You know, he's molded you into who you should be as an individual. You know, a lot of people don't want counseling before they get married. And I honestly believe that they don't want counseling because they don't want the real questions asked. Because, see, when you start asking some hard questions, then they're going to have to step back. They're going to have to, it's going to be revealed that you didn't necessarily choose this person for the right reason. When you don't want counseling before marriage, that's because you don't want some things revealed about you possibly. So, again, it's jaded. You ain't ready for no relationship. If you're not ready to sit before a neutral person and let them speak to you about things that are neutral, about things that are supposed to be based on God, not talking about what that person feels things should be, but just bring God before you, God's expectations of who you should be. If you don't want to sit through that, then you ain't ready. You're not ready for a relationship. And all the things that we talked about today are null and void anyway. Do you even know who you are? Half the time, people don't even know who they are because they've jumped into a relationship after relationship after relationship. So even that hasn't even been really revealed to the person that you're dating, who you really are. So, you know, there's a lot to this dating thing. And because the thoughts and the feelings are so varied, thank God I ain't in the dating scene. Because I don't know how I navigate through this here. I don't know. I listen to people all the time, and I watch people who are together, and I watch people who have been dating, you know, and I've watched people who've been in relationships for 10 and 15 and 20 years, and they still holding on to stuff that they needed to let go, and that person they needed to let go, and because they've invested so much, they don't want to let go. I just thank God I'm not in the dating scene. I'm pairing up who I need to be and who you need to be with what the Word of God says. And that, to me, is the best way to go. That way you've left you out of the equation and you're just going with God. Let God choose for you. Because when God does his perfect work in you and he chooses for you, then you'll know. Then you'll know. All righty. We have had one interesting week. And I give God thanks for sharing this week with you. You've been listening to It's Due Time with Pastor Steph. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. where we discuss matters of the heart, mind, and spirit. As you go through your day, be sure to set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on the earth. They will only serve as a distraction. Remember, prayer changes things. It's Pastor Steph signing off, and I want to thank my Due Time crew, the guys, for always sending us into a thought-provoking weekend. Thank you for hanging out with us all weekend, helping us do what we do. Please do not miss this opportunity to give your life to Christ right now. Please do not miss this opportunity to strengthen that relationship with the Lord right now, because later is not promised to any of us. Until Sunday, God spares, where we're in the Word Prayer Project room. Come on in the room and see what God has us praying about. Until then, God spares our life. I love you.